Hey everybody, this is Jerry coming to you again with another podcast in the series of You Can Rely on God For. We've now talked to you about you can rely on God for your future. You can rely on God for guidance. Today, I want to talk to you about how you can rely on God for help. C.S. Lewis said, "God, who foresaw your tribulation, has specially armed you to go through it, not without pain, but without stain." Great quote by C.S. Lewis. God will give you help. You can rely on God to help you in the most dire situations of anything that goes in wrong in your life. God will help you. Psalms 121 verses 1 through 2 says this, "I will lift my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who has made heaven and earth." You can rely on God to help you. When you get to the place that you are so full of despair or hopelessness, or you feel the emotions of lack or worth, or you're scared about your financial situation, you're scared that your children aren't going to grow up and love God, you're scared that your partner is going to reject you, or your spouse is going to hate you, whatever it is, God will help you. You can lift your eyes up to the hills and He will help you. You must understand, saints, that God is our refuge. God is your strength. Scripture says, "an ever-present help in trouble." That means you can rely on Him for help. You can rely on Him for everything that you need. Let's go to the Word. Psalms 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to Him." Nahum chapter 1 verse 7 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust Him." If you say you love God, means you must trust God. And if you trust God, God will extend His help to you. Asking God for help is extending your faith to a place going, "God, I need help. I don't see the victory. I don't see the good outcome. I don't see whatever." But then you can go to the Lord and ask for help, and He will come and in a miraculous way will give you victory. God is there to help you. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what the need is. It doesn't matter any of that. You can rely on God to help you. I want you today to begin to realize, where do you need God's help at? Do you need God to help you get more faith? Do you need God to help you to get more discipline, more habits, whatever? You can rely on Him to give you help, and then He will give you what? Guidance. And then He'll do what? It'll expand your future. Everything that you need, God has. And you must begin to realize that He is also there to help you, even when you think you don't deserve help. The devil will trick you in thinking that you've messed up or you screwed up too much and now God won't rescue you. That's not the God we live for. We have a God that is patient. We have a God that is strong. And we have a God that loves us and wants to help us. That's the incredible thing of the kingdom. I want you to know, get in your spirit this issue that God is really there to help you, even in uncommon circumstances, even in the day-to-day things. I want your heart to be encouraged today and really extend your faith to trust God and let Him help you in every area of your life, because He already knows the plans that He has in store for you. I love you. I hope you're well. I hope you're blessed. Press in. Press on to the high things of Christ. Know that you are the anointed and the appointed, that you are the head and not the tail, first and not last. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.